The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, seeing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus, and he thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in reply, 10 were made clean, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And then he said to him, "Stand up and go your way. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me pause with you for a few moments to look at this gospel reading, which comes from the book of Luke, there in chapter 17. The healing of the lepers is found only in the gospel of Luke, and it's very consistent with the compassionate, forgiving, sensitive, responsive image of Jesus appearing in the Gospel of Luke. Only the Good Samaritan, prodigal son, the tax collector, and the Pharisee, only Jesus forgiving the thief on the cross, all these things only appear in Luke. Luke is a very compassionate gospel. There's only one other reference to curing of lepers, and that's appearing also in Luke, way back in chapter 5, where he cures one leper. In this case, we are told about the story of Jesus healing 10 lepers. I have looked at this a number of ways to prepare a reflection. We have to understand that lepers in the time of Jesus, following the Torah, various references in the book of Numbers and the book of Deuteronomy made reference to lepers. They were outcasts. They were separated from society. And you'll notice they stand at a distance and they cry out to Jesus. They are separated, broken, ostracized from the community. The second thing is they're ostracized because of fear. Keep that in mind. This teaching in Luke's gospel does not have a primary interest in the healing of the lepers. The real teaching of this gospel is Jesus sees the lepers. The other people do not see them. They're outcasts. They're out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. So they're outside the community. They're ignored and they're separated. But Jesus sees them. Now, in Luke's gospel, the seeing is not just observing. Seeing is somehow connecting with them. Jesus connects with them when he sees them. He sees the pain. He sees the separation. He sees the judgment. He sees their loneliness, their emptiness, their poverty. He sees that. It's what the gospel tells us. And he says to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests," which, according to Levitical law, they went in order to be reconciled with the community. They went through a ritual of healing and reconciliation with the priests. That's why he says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." So it's the seeing of the lepers That is the powerful statement of Luke here. And one of the lepers, seeing that he had been healed, returns to give thanks. He sees it's a blessing from God. It's not just good luck, not just having a good day. The blessing comes from God. He goes back to give thanks when he sees that he has been healed. What does this mean to us? I'm going to keep my homily short today because of our parking. What does this mean to us? Well, for the last week, I was up in San Juan Baptiste giving a retreat to the priests of the Diocese of Monterrey. In talking with some of them about this gospel, I wondered, what do we see? Only one who has carried the pain can see the pain. Only one who has been betrayed can see a betrayal. Only one who has been separated and judged can understand and see the separation, the judgment of another person. So in speaking to a few of these priests, I was saying, when you see a person who has been abused by a priest in the pedophile crisis, what do you see? Do you see an enemy? Do you see somebody hostile? Do you see somebody who's trying to take something from you? Or do you see somebody who's wounded, broken, betrayed, whose life is destroyed by this? What do you see? Do you become defensive? Or do you become compassionate? What do you see? I thought about people down at the border. No matter what you think about the border, what do you see? Well, they're at a distance. They're out there somewhere. They don't touch our lives. So we can look at them from a distance. What do we see? Do you see trouble? Do you see an invasion? Do you see real people? Do you see wound, hurt, misery? Do you see hopes, dreams, desires? What do you see when you look? When I finish Mass, I will take communion to Father Niall. I take communion to him every Sunday after the 9:30 Mass, and I call his family in Ireland, and he talks with them. Doesn't understand. He doesn't know most people. He knows just a few people. When I asked him, how are you doing? He said, fine. Is everything good? Everything is wonderful. How's the food? Fabulous. Do you need anything? No, I don't need anything. Sometimes he said, I've been away, you know. And I said, well, yeah, I've been on a trip. We had a great trip. And I said, well, that's wonderful, you know. And now sometimes I stop and look into his eyes and say, what do I see inside this man? Are you lonely? Do you feel abandoned? I mean, think about people who are institutionalized or elderly people who are forgotten. It's so easy to forget them. What do you see? Well, they're institutionalized and somebody gives them food and shelter. But what do you see if you look into their eyes? Do you see a loneliness, an abandonment, a hopelessness? What do you see? I remember some years ago up at South Pasadena Convalescent Home, I was visiting this elderly person and there were two beds in the room. And after I gave communion and blessing to this elderly woman, she said, you must talk to Sarah, who was a young woman on a wheelchair who shared the room, and her head was down. And this lady said, Sarah's having a bad day. So I went down on one knee to talk to Sarah. I said, yes, Sarah. And Sarah said, I wish I had never been born. I'm a mistake. She was so depressed. What did I see? What do you see? That's what this gospel is about. People will come to see you. Your children will disappoint you in life. They'll cause you some distress. What do you see? I mean, what do you see here? I've told the story before, I think, about a good friend of mine, a most devout, extraordinary, inspiring man in my life. He retired when he was 69. He died when he was 70. He got cancer. He had 8 kids. And he was ready to die. He had bad cancer, and I was seeing him all the time. And he was worried about one of his sons. All the kids were taken care of. Everything was perfect except one. There's always one. Well, there was one son, and he had left his wife with her kids, and he was living with another woman. He was not married to her. And he worried about that. He said, I've got everything together except this one son. And it just bothered him. And he said, I can't be peaceful because of this son. And then about 2 weeks before he died, I went to see him. And he said, I have it figured out. I'm ready to die. I'm peaceful. And I said, tell me. And he said, he's my son. That's it. It's all that counts. He's my son. He saw with new eyes. Didn't see his weakness. Didn't see his failure. He just saw. He's my son. That's what this gospel is about. So when you leave here, and somebody imposes on you, do you find an irritation? Somebody who is hurt. Somebody fights with you. You see somebody who is angry or see somebody who is carrying a wound. Do we stop long enough to take a second look? That's what this gospel is about. It's about seeing. Seeing with the eyes of compassion. Seeing with the eyes of faith. Seeing with the eyes of forgiveness and the eyes of generosity, seeing with the eyes of Jesus Christ, who looks at the lepers who were shut out, whoever is shut out in our society, he looks at them and he says, I see you. I see your pain. I see your struggle. I see your separation. And when I see you, I belong to you. You are healed. Because I love you, you are healed. Now go and show yourselves to the priest so that the world will know that you are a gift. It's marvelous. So take the word of God into your life today and see with new eyes. See with the eyes of Jesus spoken about today in the Word of God from the book of Luke.